Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, good vibes and variety. Very exciting. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. My brand new hot tub from Creative Energy. It is in. I am using it daily. It is awesome. It's a total game changer. You can create your own personal paradise. It's so, they make it really, really easy. They have locations all around the Bay Area. My location's in San Rafael. Hey, Cole.
You go to paradise every day now, huh?
Every day. Yeah.
Glorious.
Oh my God. I can't tell you how much we're enjoying the hot tub.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's magic.
I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm happy for John, too.
We had a lot to do to get the site all ready. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a big decision to make.
It sounds like John's also living his best life. The two of you together.
Oh, he's really enjoying the hot tub.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, it's very, very
relaxing.
There are
a lot of perks.
There are. You can create your own personal paradise. Just visit creativeenergy.com for all their store locations. Get yourself started. In 9 minutes, we have a huge announcement. 9 minutes, everybody.
Okay.
This is how long 9 minutes is going to be. Tonight on TV, I put trailers up for all this stuff. If you are a Star Wars fan and you like the extended universe, there are a few really good shows. One of them is Andor. If you didn't watch it, you've got the whole first season to watch, and it's excellent. I loved that show.
Probably, it's the best Star Wars series. I mean, I like The Mandalorian, but this was next level.
I fell off The Mandalorian. You know which one Vinny liked? You liked the Obi-Wan Kenobi one.
I've liked a few of them, but I like The Mandalorian just isn't a, I don't like it. I don't like the puppet. I think it's dumb. Mm. I think they just completely ruined it. As soon as the puppet and the cuteness happened, now all of a sudden he's got to carry the puppet around everywhere he goes. It's stupid.
Yeah. Like, well, it's in that floating crib. So that's
whatever.
That's
I don't
fun.
Like it.
A little pod.
But, you know, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because while I was there for I waited in line and went to the original Star Wars movies in the 70s.
We're that old, everybody.
Like, my dad was,
Yeah. You
know, I'm going to take you. We're going to get in line. We're going to wait. And we're going to see that movie.
What happened in America?
With all the people. Right.
Right.
And it was cool. I liked it. And I told you, I had some Chewbacca socks. I had a couple things here and there. But I've never been someone who you could call a geek for right. that stuff. I just
you
haven't
didn't collect
been.
Every damn no. thing, and you didn't know all the lore.
I didn't
all
have
the backstory.
A lightsaber.
Oh, really?
I didn't. Mm. I just
surprised
didn't.
Everyone was whacking everybody with lightsabers.
I rode a skateboard. That's what I did. But yes, I like Star Wars. I think they've, in an effort to cash in, they haven't been careful enough with the storylines and where it goes.
Yes.
That's all.
Well, it's interesting because there are people who are, I'm sure, are like, every move they've made has been the right move. But I tend to agree with you. And I even feel like those first three were just great. And there was such like almost like a youthful exuberance that was pumped into those movies. I really loved, I think it's episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Well,
and then the first three were like, George, what are you doing?
Well, but this is the thing that I think he learned right after the first. Well, see, now we're talking the first three or the last three. Yeah. I don't know. The original ones, the ones that I went and saw in the movie theater.
That's 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, 4, 5, and 6. I realize that they are all-time great movies that have created this whole buzz.
Yep.
And that whole world. And I do think that there's some, like George was too precious with it. And then at some point, it sounds like George went, F it, let's just do 3 more movies. And I don't know that they came out as good as people would have expected. But
well, he didn't care. He didn't care that much about the acting. I felt like, okay, well, all of the effects are amazing. But some of the acting, I was like, this is just not capturing it. And that's just me. I personally, but then I did like the Ray ones.
I thought the Ray one was good, too.
With BB-8 or whatever that was called.
I like that as well.
And Rogue One, I think.
I think Rogue One is one of my top three ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Is that the one with young Han Solo?
No. That was the one with, I think, Emilia Clarke is in that one. Yeah. Khaleesi.
And then the guy in Andor.
I think that was called Solo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yours is Solo.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is it's the same thing that happened to Marvel. It just, there's all of these projects are in motion. They're all
in that universe.
And you find yourself just lost by it. And maybe a kid, a young person that maybe that's what they're aimed at. Someone who doesn't have a job and, you know, can sort of follow all of these
nerd alert
paths that they go down. Yes. I can't keep up.
So Andor is a very, very much like it's set in, there's the Empire, the evil Empire, there's the Jedis. And then there's this guy and this Andor guy. And Disney Plus, obviously Disney bought the whole Star Wars universe, bought Lucasfilm, I guess, maybe, for several billion dollars a few years back. It's been probably 20 years now, right? It feels like that's a new acquisition, but Andor is great. It's a series. This is the second season premiere is tonight on Disney Plus. I did find a trailer, so I threw it up there.
Diego Luna is the guy that plays the main character, Andor. And that series was so good. I cannot wait to watch the new one. Like
it's so crazy stoked. Too. Like it's just like it's, there's so many different parts to it. It's excellent.
Yeah.
It's a really good story. Ahsoka was not as good. Ahsoka. I can't think of the chick's name.
Oh, you know.
I know. I will know. And as soon as you say, I'll go, yeah, of course, that girl.
That was Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson. That I thought stunk. I was like, I wanted to like it. I like her. I thought the costume stunk. And I just thought the whole, I was like, meh, to that. But Andor, it's good. Okay, so that took us 5 minutes. We have 4 minutes left. The Race for the Crown, that's a show on Netflix. It's a docuseries about the jockeys, trainers, and owners competing for horse racing's Triple Crown. So these are top-tier racehorse people, not the local circuit. These are the people who are going for, like, the
drug cheats.
Sure, let's go. They're not the drug cheats.
Oh, they're not?
They're not. These are the ones going for the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont Stakes, and whatever the third
What's the guy's
is.
Name? He gets busted every time.
Yeah, and he is actually he was a pretty top-tier trainer, but it turned out that he was...
Also a drug cheat.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name is.
When you say his name, I'll know it.
Yeah.
He's been thrown out of horse racing multiple times.
The Preakness is, by the way, the other
one. Oh, the Preakness is the third, yeah.
Yeah.
For the Triple. So anyway, these are supposedly the top-tier horse race people. So, okay. And there's a trailer for that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And today is Earth Day. So in honor of that, there's something called Common Ground. It's on Amazon. And it's a documentary about using regenerative agriculture to cut costs and fight climate change.
Bob Baffert.
Oh, yeah. Baffert.
I believe that's the guy's name.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So Common Ground on Amazon, a documentary about using regenerative agriculture to cut costs and fight climate change. It features Laura Dern, Rosario Dawson, Jason Momoa, Donald Glover, Woody Harrelson. They've loaded it up with stars, and it's supposed to be a pretty cool, groundbreaking documentary. And the trailer for that is up as well. And is it time for the announcement? It is not. We still have 2 minutes.
Sheesh!
Yeah. I will tell you this. I'm not going to get into it right now in this 2 minutes, but as soon as we've done the announcement, I'm going to give you everything I've got on this. Kanye West has done it again. This time in the most horrible and horrific way. I'm I don't know how to feel about this, frankly. He made a revelation about a song that he's written called Cousins. Cousins. There's, he put out, he'd been talking about this song.
The video then, is really weird, and I can't play anything of the song.
Yeah, the song, yeah.
But the video is like done in like an 80s style, like they filmed it on a VHS and then did it. It's not,
it's very, yeah, very low grade.
So is the song. It's kind of low grade too.
So I haven't listened to the song.
I don't know what I'm watching. What
it's
am I
just,
seeing?
It's just the video for this, this particular song, which is called Cousins.
Okay.
And whatever you want to say about Kanye West, the one thing that you can't deny is that this guy knows how to keep the world talking about him. And the problem with that is that he keeps revealing more and more ugly truths about himself. And that's really not an awesome way to keep people talking about you. Like, this is, it's a stunning revelation. It's hideous. And I will tell you what it is right after we make our major announcement.
Oh, wow.
Because now it's time.
Okay.
Okay. Lady Gaga, win them before you can buy them all this week. Lady Gaga is on tour. We've got her July 22nd at the Chase Center. Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga. Less than an hour from now, we have your chance at the first pair. So Lady Gaga tickets coming up at 8:05. We'll also do it at 12:05. And Jane has them every hour of her show on the fives, 3, 4, 5, and 6. We'll give you code words. You text it back. You know how these contests work. Lady Gaga.
Treat yourself a round of...
Gaga.
Oh. Nice. I didn't know where you were going with that. Treat yourself a round of Gaga, everybody.
She, I've seen her live. She is excellent. Mm. Really, really great.
Yeah, they were saying at Coachella, she just blew everybody's doors off.
Yeah.
Where is she playing, did you say?
Yeah, July 22nd at the Chase Center.
Oh, that's going to be a good venue.
It's going to be great. What does the Chase Center hold?
18?
Is it? So that's, I mean,
it's not
she
huge.
Could, she could play a much bigger place.
She'll
That'll
fill
be a
it.
Fun place to
Yeah, she will fill
her.
That.
Lady Gaga tickets, win them before you can buy them. We've got them the rest of the week at 8:05, 12:05, 3, 4, 5, and 6. On the O5s.
Chase Center holds 19,500 for concerts.
Oh, for concerts.
Yeah,
nice.
18,000 for basketball.
Yeah, they can't have you on the floor for that, can they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's that. Okay. We're less than an hour away. Now, here we go. Kanye West has revealed that he molested his cousin for what sounds like years. He released a song and a video, a song called Cousins. It's about the incestuous relationship that he had with a male cousin when they were kids. He makes this admission. He's talking about it. He posts the thing up and he writes this little piece about it. And I have the whole post here. Let me find it. Yay, Kanye West. This song is called Cousins. It's about my cousin that's locked in jail for life for killing a pregnant lady a few years after I told him we wouldn't look at dirty magazines together anymore. Perhaps in my self-centered mess, I felt it was my fault that I showed him those dirty magazines when he was 6 and then we acted out what we saw. My dad had Playboy magazines, but the magazines I found in the top of my mom's closet were different. And he goes on to say that what he found was gay porn. And he and the 6-year-old cousin would act out what they saw in there.
His mom, Donda.
He found this in her closet. That doesn't mean that she was looking at male gay porn. But that's what he's saying here. I found different magazines in the top of my mom's closet. My name is Ye, and I... graphic description of sex until I was 14. What he doesn't say, and I haven't been able to find, is... so we're talking about Kanye West and a cousin who was 6 years old at the time. Cousin 6... and this went on until Kanye was 14. Was Kanye also 6? Was Kanye 10? Was Kanye 8? So he's got a song called Cousins. The cousin who is in prison for killing a pregnant woman a few years back. There's the imagery in the video includes gun violence, a burning cross, a written homophobic slur, a picture of a large-breasted woman with swastikas where her nipples should be. I mean, it's got all the hits. But it's, his quote is, White Lotus got nothing on me. I had sex with a male cousin as a teen. And he's turned it into a song.
And the song is very graphic.
Yeah, I'm looking at the lyrics now.
Yeah, it goes, I mean, it's just repetitively saying, that's when I did this thing to my cousin. That's when I did this thing to my cousin. And look, if you need to see it spelled out, it's everywhere. I'm looking at TMZ. It's all here. He's actually talking about how he feels like a lot of his problems stem from the fact that this happened. And he says, the cousin who's in jail for killing a pregnant lady, he says that I caused those problems for him by what I did to the 6-year-old boy. Which I'm sure he's not wrong.
Well,
that could screw you up.
Yeah. I mean, yes. That's your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's certainly, and whether he's carrying, I don't know what he's carrying for that, but he's either uncancelable or he's so canceled that it doesn't matter and these things just come out and make news. I feel like people still follow that guy. Like, look him up. Can you look him up on Instagram and see what he's got in terms of followers? I bet it's in the millions.
He tweets a lot too. Oh, I'm sure. Well, is that morbid curiosity?
I don't know what that is, like, but I don't follow him.
I'm not going to go buy it. I'll read every story that comes. It's like, why I wound up reading this? Why haven't I written this guy off? He's clearly a madman.
Well, I mean, you're doing celebrity trash, and this is couldn't be more that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's as trashy and as celebrity focused as
he's got little kids. Like, I don't know what he's doing here. He's got
450,000 on Instagram, but he's got a lot more on X.
That's it. You know what though? Yeah. Doesn't he cancel his?
Yeah, he doesn't even have anything.
Look on Twitter.
Posted.
I'm sure he's got.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. He's got 33 million followers.
There you go. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you want to see what's that guy. Better to know what he's doing.
You know, this is one of those things that we're talking about Kanye, and he's obviously mentally ill. So there's that element of what's happening here. And,
yes.
And you can't really compare him to others. But what is the, sorry, but I don't.
That's what we do. It's fine.
Her name is Lena Dunham.
Yes.
And she wrote a book and she talked about something she did to her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And it was graphic and it was obnoxious and it was not something, but these are the kinds of things that happen in households when parents aren't around and a kid or a person grown talking about what happened when they were
a kid
left alone for right. the summers or whatever, when they were a kid, it doesn't play. It just doesn't, like, Lena Dunham got, not canceled, but she's definitely.
Well, people went, you abused your sister is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's not cute. It's not funny. And
I can't remember what all the ages were on that.
I don't remember
either. As I recall, they were both pretty young.
Yeah.
Which doesn't, you know.
But it was sexual in nature. And
graphically sexual, if I recall correctly.
So it's one of those things where I don't know if we get better from these types of conversations or if this is, I'll tell you what, I know parents pay a lot more attention today, I believe, than they did in the 70s.
Yeah, I think that probably differs household to household.
Probably.
There's definitely people who are hovercrafts and there are people who are like, I'm basically still in college. We're going to party. And, you know, throw a bunch of kids
parents,
together.
You mean.
Yeah.
Well,
I've known both types. I'm sure we all have. Yeah. And, you know, kids get into all kinds of crap. Like, I had this neighbor that I still think about, like, the things that he tried to do were very, he was a lot older than me. And I always think about, like, that was, like, you know how sometimes you just know in yourself, like, this is wrong.
If it feels wrong, it most likely is.
But I know how old I was when I lived at that house. I'm like, I was pretty young to be like, yeah, this is definitely wrong and I'm getting out of here. Like, yeah. So I don't know. The 6-year-old is, I just don't know Kanye's age. That, I mean, none of it's right. There's no age where it's right. That's all wrong. But he's saying, I did this to my cousin. He was six and I did it. We did it until I was 14. Well, did you start at 13 and a half or were you seven? Like, what is going on here? I don't know why I need to know, but I do.
Well,
anyway, Kanye West is saying he had an incestuous relationship with a very young cousin for what sounded like an extended period of time after finding some porn in a closet at his mom with his mom. I'm sure it'll be everywhere and you'll see more on it. And if I get an update, I'll let you know. But damn, I did feel like, holy cow, that's.
I heard nothing of that. Like, none. Zero. Mm. This is the first time. You had two stories today, two doozies, and I hadn't heard either of them at all.
I got another doozy coming up, too.
Get out of here.
I'm not going to do it right now, though.
Oh.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees will be revealed on American Idol this Sunday. They're not just going to make an announcement. They're going to go on American Idol.
Okay.
I don't know if American Idol pays extra for that or if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame pays extra. I'm not sure how that works, but it looks like James Taylor, he's been in the Rock Hall since the year 2000. He'll be a mentor on the episode, and they say that it looks like he's going to have some kind of hand in the announcement. This year's group of nominees for the Rock Hall. Yes, Finny, your hand is up.
Do you love James Taylor?
I do. There are certain songs by James Taylor that I think are among the very, very best of all the songs.
He's a Boston guy too, right?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
You don't know?
I don't. Fire and Rain. That's what I know.
All right.
Do you have a favorite? You like him, aren't you?
I love James Taylor, yeah. Mm. I mean, if you're going to listen to someone just pick up a guitar and play a song, he's at the top of the list. Mm. I mean, there's others, but I would absolutely choose him.
Right.
He was born in Boston, but raised in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh.
This year, the nominees for the Rock Hall are Bad Company, The Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, posthumously, Billy Idol, Joy Division / New Order, Cyndi Lauper, Mexican rockers, they say here, Maná. Well, I feel like we saw them recently
Maná
on a poster.
Maná just did Bottle Rock.
Mm.
Or wasn't there, wait a minute, I think they did Bottle Rock, but they also headlined a
Yes. Something that we, right. It was like the week after.
It was the week after, yes. And it was exclusively Latin music.
Mm. Oasis is also nominated. Outkast, Fish.
Let them all in.
Soundgarden.
Why they got to be gatekeepers? Let them all in.
No, they only do a few each year. They want it to be very exclusive. Anyway, there you go. That's announcement's going to be made on this coming Sunday on American Idol, randomly.
415 says, Vinny, you're living in a bubble, thinking parents pay more attention today. Okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, kids have played doctor together since the beginning of time. There's right. No question that the kids are curious. I really do feel like parents should specifically tell kids in no uncertain terms, don't let anybody touch you here.
Mm-hmm.
It is your choice. You are allowed to say no to anything you don't feel comfortable with. Like, I feel like that empowers kids to say, I get to make decisions about what happens to my body.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of hushing kids up or poo-pooing it because they're children.
I you're right. Whatever bubble I'm in, I see more over-parenting than anything.
Oh, I see a lot of over-parenting.
Than anything.
And I don't think it's a bubble thing. I think that parenting always has run the gamut. There are the overprotective, super, like, who among us didn't know that kid who had to go home at 9 and did? Like, there was no, they weren't going to put their foot down because a foot would get put down on them, the strict parent.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were other kids who were like, what are you, wild? Do you live in a cave somewhere?
Well, I grew up with a lot of the not parented kids, a lot of them. And those were the houses we could go hang at.
Yep.
And everyone went there because there were parents, if they walked through, they walked through on their way out, back out the door to.
There weren't a ton of rules there.
Right.
Nobody was keeping watch.
I've seen all that stuff. I'm just saying now as a parent, I often look at other parents and think, boy, my game is weak by comparison. Weak.
No, your game is not weak. You actually are trying to teach your kids to go buy stuff for themselves at a store, to have interactions with strangers that they have a modicum of control in. I know how this works. I know what this transaction entails. I think you're doing great.
I don't see many kids raising themselves.
Not the way they used to.
In my area, where I live. Mm.
But, all right, what you got coming up?
Lots of stuff. Let me see here.
Okay.
Your dog has behavioral problems.
Oh.
No.
No, yeah. Yep.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 8.05. It's your first shot at winning Lady Gaga tickets before you can even buy them.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
The futsal facility at the Alameda County Fairgrounds is getting a boost from Fremont Bank Foundation. Discover more about Fremont Bank Foundation's community outreach at fremontbank.com/giving.
Giving.
Goofball.
He's having fun with you.
Gray at the moment, but it'll all burn off and we should see mostly sunny skies and
great.
Like sunny in 70s.
Mm.
It's what you want.
Yep. Every day. Every single day.
Today is Earth Day. If only for today. Let's try not to litter. Mm. Let's try to do right by our planet.
Yeah. Hug your mother.
Right.
Lay on the ground and hug her.
Yeah.
Earth. Okay. Yeah. Go out barefoot for a minute today, too. They say it's really, we were talking about this, right? Grounding or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're supposed to like put your bare feet into grass or onto dirt. It's nice. It's a good feeling.
Get out in nature and you will be changed by it.
Mm.
Even if only for a moment.
Go to the forest.
Smell some real stuff and, not be indoors for a second.
What?
Anyway.
Crazy talk.
According to a new study, your dog has behavioral problems.
No. Oh,
impossible.
Not Fred.
Yeah. But Fred doesn't jump on anybody, does he?
No, but he's...
Like
if
I came over, he wouldn't be like so excited to see me that he'd be jumping on me?
He jumps up on all 4 feet. He's like a little kangaroo.
But he doesn't land his feet on you?
No.
That's the only thing I really want your dog to not do is jump on me.
But if he really wants your attention, he'll hit you with his nose.
I'm fine with that. And I know they like to cram their noses places that you don't want them. And sometimes it's aggravating. Like, you've already smelled it. Get out of there. Get out of there now.
This is super embarrassing. Stop it.
Right. Like, people are going to think I've got something going on down there because you can't get enough of it. So get away, dog. But I hate when dogs jump up on me. Like, that to me is like, please stop that. And... it's one thing. Dogs do that. They want to. They like to jump. They're excited to see you. If you are the owner of that dog, grab that effing dog and get it off that person. People don't want to be jumped on by dogs. I've got clothes on. That thing's got dog feet. The end. Back to you, Vin.
A study by the Texas A&M College of Vet Medicine and Biomedical Sciences found that 99% of dogs in the United States have behavior problems.
Oh. One 99%. Of
the things, and I went through this with Christina when she wanted to get a dog, and you guys were all with us through that whole process.
She wanted a little joy.
She wanted, this was during the pandemic. Like, here we are trapped at home, and
let's get a puppy.
I tried to say to her, but we're not going to be here forever, and then you're going to have a dog that needs to be boarded somewhere when we want to go on vacation. And every single time we want to go somewhere, it's going to be a thing. I promise you. I've done this before. Please listen to me. I got this. Okay.
Happy wife.
And then the training thing. Like, are you going to? Yes, I'm going to do it. No one trains their dogs. No one.
Mm.
No one wants you. Yes, I'll tell you. This is our dog can sit. Our dog.
That's great.
Can lay.
No. Like,
get down.
What about roll
over?
Our
dog can roll over.
Oh, that's great.
But our dog will jump on you.
Oh.
And our dog will get on the couch every single time. So if you sit down to watch a show, the dog will, if she can, if you will let her, she wants all four paws on you.
Oh.
So she'll get the first two on.
Yeah.
And if you haven't stopped her at that point, she'll try to get the back ones on there too.
And then what, she just crouch down in your lap? Or she just wants to stand on you.
She's billy goating you, like with like perched on
you. Got you. Yep.
Yeah.
I got this. I got this one over here. I got this. And you're
is
like
it the shepherd in her.
You don't got me.
Yeah, I was
and I'm
sitting
on
here
the couch. Just leave me be. Gosh. Mm. But she's that kind of dog. But most dogs have those kinds of real behavioral problems, like you're talking about. Mm. Jumping on the person that comes for a visit.
Right.
Getting on the couch when they're not supposed to. And those same dogs will sit.
Yeah.
They might even speak.
They wait to get their food.
Yep, all the stuff. Yeah. And yet...
How come they can't be... Like, I would think with a toddler in the house, because you had a toddler when you got that dog. Like, why didn't you just, like, put the smack down? Like, you are not doing that.
People let up. Mm. That's why. People let up. And people are busy. And people find themselves going, I don't have time to... Mm. Well, but then you
then
got
you
a dog.
You didn't have time, right?
You got a
some
dog.
Things you just let, like, Fred takes up 3/4 of the bed now, and he's got to be leaning on me the whole night. And...
To me, that's different. He's your dog and you've allowed him in the bed. That's different than, like, I don't know. I feel like it's your responsibility as the dog owner to not let the dog run at the person who's coming into. This is just one example. Like, there's the other thing that I hate about some dogs, not all dogs, is the dog that clearly gets scraps off the table because it's sitting underneath the table with its claws scratching my leg. I'm like, your dog is bugging me. Get your dog away from me.
Well, feed it then.
No, I'm not going to feed it because then it's just going to keep on continuing to do that.
The dogs
make dogs wait till dinner's over.
The dogs were analyzed on stuff like aggression, separation, and attachment issues. That's another huge one.
Mm-hmm. They lose their minds when you're not there.
My lab, her name was Willa.
Rest in peace, Willa.
Yeah, Willa. That she loved me. She would just sit there and stare at me. And that was like all she cared about was as long as her eyes were on me, she was good. But if I left, she would trip.
Was she like had full, a dog that tried to dig her way out of the house to go find you?
No, but she was the dog that had leg surgery because she'd gotten hurt. And the hospital called and said, you got to come get her. Oh. She's going to hurt herself. She's tripping so hard. Wow. And I was like, but she just had surgery. And they're like, if you don't come get her, she's going to ruin what we just did. You got to come get her. Like, she just couldn't imagine not having me there with her. Aww. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Fred's very attached. And the same
already?
Thing. Yeah, he's a lab. He follows me around. If I get up, he cannot not lay. He can't just sit there.
You think that's an anxiety thing?
He's
like,
got to follow me.
That he lost his other owner and now he's just like, I like this guy and I just can't. I can't let him out of my sight.
It's labs. That's also the breed. They're very loyal dogs. But he definitely just sleeps on the bed the whole time I'm gone. Because when I open the door, I hear broop, broop off the bed and then runs out for me. So
he can smell you in the bed. That's
he's,
nice. That's
he's not
cute.
Sitting by the door or anything.
Hope you're changing that bed a lot.
He's got his own blanket.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Don't be in his
I'm just wondering.
Leave his
just
bed
wondering
be.
If that's enough.
Hey, it's just, nobody else in that bed right now.
Right, he's doing his thing.
There never will be if the sound of it. The thing takes up 3/4 of the bed.
Yeah.
No, I went and purposely got a backyard for Willa because I thought she's a big dog. She's got to have a yard. Yeah. That dog would run out there, do her business, and run back in. If she could do it faster, she would.
She didn't want to sit out there and watch the squirrels and stuff?
She just wanted to be in the house where I was. Like, a lot of people have this problem. You get a yard thinking, my dog needs a yard. And then the dog's like, I don't go in the yard. I'm not a dog.
I go on walks with you. I look at you. I'm near you. You feed me. I love you.
When we went to Nicaragua, this was Christina and I many years ago before children. We were there and the lady who ran the place that we were at goes, yeah, dogs in the United States have been so spoiled, they're ruined. And I was like, oh, get out of here. And she goes, this dog will come here every night, stays here every night, but also goes and roams and is like the neighborhood mayor, like all over the place. And they know to get out of the way if a car is coming. Like my dog didn't know that. My dog wouldn't sit there looking at it as it got run down if
lights.
I left it out there to do that because they don't have any...
Yeah, they
survival
haven't needed
instinct.
To, right? It's been bred out of them.
Anyway.
That's interesting.
99.12% of dogs have behavioral problems of some kind, whether that's going to the bathroom in the house, separation and attachment issues, fear and anxiety, aggression.
Mm.
behavioral issues in 99% of dogs in the United States.
And the other, the 1%, the dog whisperer got to him.
His friend.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
You know, we have a neighbor who has rescued a couple dogs, big dogs that have aggression problems. And this neighbor has worked wonders. Like when he first brought this Rottweiler he has now home, at the end of the leash was this maniac, aggressive murderer.
Oh, God.
Like, you'd just be walking by and be all, oh, my God. Oh, what did they do to that thing? And now the dog's chill, but he has put, I don't know how many hours into it.
So he knows what he's doing.
He does, but it's the time.
Right.
Are you going to put the time in to train this dog and follow up each day with the reinforcement to keep that dog off the couch, or in this case, from murdering other dogs in the neighborhood.
And humans.
And humans. Got to train them.
Yes.
Woman.
Thank you. Wow. Maddie getting in on the game. I like it. Woman. Women are sharing the surprising things they discovered about men when they got a boyfriend.
Oh. They finally got a boyfriend. Now I know stuff.
Men communicate better without one-on-one eye contact. They open up more when they're side-by-side doing an activity like driving, fishing, playing pool, video games, sitting by a campfire. Face-to-face direct eye contact, especially between men, can be psychologically or subconsciously interpreted as a confrontation. Huh. Women are more tactile with each other and will look each other in the eyes, read facial reactions, body language. Guys want to talk to you while they're driving down the road. Mm. That's good for them.
Mm-hmm. It's the best way to talk to your kids, too.
They can be more sensitive than women.
You think?
No, I don't believe that one. Oh. Mm. They're actually so soft when they feel safe. Once the armor comes down, affectionate, goofy, sometimes clingy, little golden retrievers.
Who figured this stuff out?
This is great. Women are saying this stuff about men, after they got a long-term boyfriend,
once
they noticed very different stuff was happening there.
That golden retriever comment, there is an article in Page Six, and they refer to Travis Kelce as a good golden retriever.
Oh, he's definitely a good dog.
Yeah, that's why
sure.
He's with Taylor.
Relatedly, how touch-starved some men are. My husband of 20 years still almost purrs when you cuddle him.
Yeah, John's... That, I think, is like his love. Unfortunately, like, touching him isn't my love language, but that's what he wants. He just wants physical contact. He'll even say, he'll come up and be like, physical contact. You got to, like, touch on him.
I am exactly like that.
Really? Really?
With my partner, yes. I want to have that
touch
affection. Like, I want affection, yes. And in the whole, like...
Do you think that you're really affectionate? Though, I don't picture you as being like a guy who wants to snuggle.
I don't think I'm super affectionate, but I think that I do want that. And I'm also someone that has, you know, paid attention as times have been a-changin', and I don't want to push myself on her, so I need the green light.
Yeah.
I need a little, like, yeah, right now, let's you and me.
That's, you know, I think that's the problem sometimes with the whole wanting to be touched thing, is that for a dude, if I'm touching you, you think that we're going to do some stuff. And for a girl, it's just nice to be touching. You know what I mean?
Like,
dudes can't, like, separate the, like, now we go to the next step and we do the thing that I want to do.
No, I like, if she walks by and swats me on the ass, I'm like, no, I like it.
That's nice.
But I won't necessarily do that to her because I don't want her to feel like this guy always grabbing at my, you know, woman area.
Well, I mean, don't grab it in a woman area.
Well,
just give her a swat on the ass. Hey, cutie.
But you're saying exactly what I'm talking about, which is if a guy touches you, then it's like just the beginning of the end.
Right.
Like, well, now I got to do him. Well, no, I wasn't actually trying to do that.
Well, it's like you said you want to be touched. But if every time a woman touches a man, he goes, what? You know, then she's like, I gotta stop.
She's smart.
This guy.
She usually gets me when I'm doing the dishes. So that
you're
I'm stuck.
Your elbow's
I've got
deep
wet
in
hands.
Suds.
I'm like,
right.
Ah, son of a. All right.
That is smart.
I'll
good job, Christina.
I'll take what I can get.
Right. Put it in the spank bank for later.
A swat on the butt?
Sure. Whatever you get, right?
That one time when she touched me when she walked by. Oh,
I love this one. This is women talking about once they got a boyfriend, how different men behaved as they were able to get insight, you know, and they were hearing. They don't make small talk with their friends. Let's say my husband visits his buddy, Johnny. He comes home. I ask, so how's Johnny doing? Is he still working at the factory? I don't know. How are he and his wife like in their new house? I don't know. I didn't ask. Did his surgery on his hand last month go well? Didn't come up. It's like they jump right into talking about music, hobbies, and other things without any kind of catch up. Yeah.
I actually think that guys need to have things in common. They want to know each other, and that is sort of how they bond. But I feel like all John's friends come with something. Like, he's got friends that he jams with. And they're not like sitting around talking about their wives and their hand operations. They're going in and they're playing guitar or, right, you know, jamming. And then he's got his softball buddies. He's got his golf buddies. He's got his fishing buddies. Like, these, they have to have like an activity where they all can kind of like parallel play. They're all together and they all enjoy each other and they have some drinks together. But it's not, I think intimate, detailed talking comes with the partner. Not with necessarily their friend group.
Right. A lot of them, this is girls on guys, a lot of them were never taught basic body care, like face washing, flossing, cleaning their bodies completely.
That's true.
Completely.
Yep, there's lots of crevasses.
Using lotion.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm constantly having to tell John, I'm like, your knees look like they're alligator knees. Put some lotion on that.
I dated a guy who complained constantly about being itchy, so I started putting lotion on him after his showers, and he genuinely didn't know dry skin was the cause of his discomfort.
Yeah, dry, itchy skin. A little moisturizer goes a long way.
Anyway, I thought that was a fun list. That's from BuzzFeed.
I like that. It's a list. That's a good list. That's a list.
It's been funny as I have daughters now.
Yeah.
Just watching, like, we were at the skate park the other day, and this boy, he had to be 3. He's on a push bike. He pedals right up to my daughter and stares at her.
Which this one is Edie.
Just stares at her. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Oh.
What's up?
Is this a shadow of things to come?
He's just staring at her. I'm like, what
She's
is
so going- beautiful. She's
I go,
so beautiful.
Are you waiting to go here? And he goes, yeah, And I go, okay. We move out.
She stunned him.
We move out of the way and go to another corner of the park where we've got a little wall to ourselves. And I give the kid the space he wants. You got your, we leave. He comes right down, right over to where we are and stops and then stares right at her again. I'm like,
I have feelings, but I'm only 3 and I don't know what to do with them. I'm just going to look and look and look.
Pulls right up and stares at her. Mm. Get out of here, kid. What are you doing?
Oh, you're going to have a fun time in a few years.
It's not that far off, you know? I mean, Isla will be 12 by the end of this year. I can't believe
it. And Edie just sits there with a smile on her face.
She knows how cute she is.
Just sits there smiling.
She is adorable.
She is
adorable. They're both adorable. But I'm just saying, it's so funny how boys are just stupefied. What is wrong with you, boy?
I text still numbers. Do that.
I know that's what I'm saying. It starts young and it never changes. There we are, still stupefied. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny, physical contact doesn't always mean sexual. I understand that.
No, it does to dudes, though. If you go and give them a little slap and a tickle, then they're like, oh, where is it on? It's like, no, I'm just giving you a snuggle.
Child development professor here cracking up over the parallel play reference, Sarah.
Oh, thank you, I guess.
When did you mention that? What were we talking about?
Talking about, dudes having like something in common. They're all kind of parallel playing.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Like, isn't that what 2 and 3 year olds do? They want to be together. They just don't know how to interact. So they just play next to each other and they're like perfectly happy to be like, I'm right next to them. I mean, they probably don't say that in their head or anything, but.
Who hurt you, Sarah? You don't want dogs or humans touching you? I feel sad for you.
No, listen. I don't want humans touching me. Dogs, I don't mind dogs. There are some good dogs out there. You know, what I don't want is to be dressed up to go out and meet another couple, and then their dog jumps on me, and now they're dirt streaks down the front of my pants.
A dog should not jump on
people.
And the
owner should keep the dog back. Hold the dog back. If you know your dog jumps on somebody, put it in a room until everyone's in the house and it's not freaking out because there's new people. I get it. They get very excited.
707, LOL, Vin. My dog had surgery, was supposed to stay at the vet's for 24 hours. They called 1 hour after she woke up and said, come get her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it was like mind-blowing. I went, you guys, I took the couch and flipped it over so she wouldn't jump on it. I set up a bed where we would sleep on the floor, and I was in the middle of all this when they went, you got to get her right now. Come get her.
Mm. Well, you don't want her to, she's freaking out.
No, I
know.
You
don't want her to hurt herself.
At that time, I had to credit card the new leg surgery. Yay.
Hope you got the miles for it.
I didn't.
I didn't. Sorry.
Vin, my roommate trained our dog, and she is very well behaved. That's what it takes, though. Yeah. That's
somebody
why 99%.
Consistently tell them
right.
where the line is. That is not allowed. That is allowed here. It's a treat to reinforce that.
And, you know, there's always someone in the house, too, who's like, you said the food off the table. Well, there's always someone going, here you go.
Yeah. You can't do that.
There you go.
And unfortunately, people do it. And I know why. Because they want the dog to be happy. The dog is always so hungry.
They do like food.
They love food.
Podcast listener, Sarah, my older sister called me Maggot.
Maggot?
Because I was a pest. This is their
podcast. Yeah, I wonder,
podcast.
If, that was,
it's
I
from
wonder
yesterday.
If that's, they're East Coast people. They don't say, huh?
Nice nickname of endearment.
Oh. Hey,
I also never heard anyone else. Clearly, we are special.
Obviously, we're meant to be best friends.
Maggot.
Hey, Maggot.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Lady Gaga tickets right after this.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.